You will never know if someone loves you, not even God. That is a profound statement. You will never know if someone loves you, not even in marriage. There's a story about a young girl who attended her first wedding, and after the wedding, the mother said, "Do you have any questions?" And she says, "Yes, I do. Why did the bride change her mind?" And the mother said, "What do you mean?" "Well, she went down the aisle with one man and came back with another." Of course, in the Latin tradition, wives are given away, people are given away. In our tradition, no one is given away. But this little humorous thing tells a story. Because love is one of those few things that everyone believes in, but no one has ever said, seen. No one has ever seen. So that is the reason why we often ask people, "Do you love me?" Because we can't see it. And even in marriage, you need faith to have love. It is impossible to know for sure. That is why love and faith go together. Because love is an internal spiritual conviction. This does not mean that we cannot have some good proofs that show us the sincerity of those people that tell us they love us. In fact, we can almost be 99.9% certain because of the dedication and the good deeds and the good works that people have done for us that they love us. But in the end, we have to say, "I believe that you love me." Love is one of those few things that needs to be concentrated within the human heart and needs proof all the time. We who love one another and love God need to show proof all the time. Yesterday, SpaceX and NASA put two human beings into space, into orbit, to dock up with the International Space Station. And I listened to the press conference, and Elon Musk said, "We hope someday to go to Mars, to have an interplanetary human race." And I think this is very good, and it's very commendable. But one thing we should never be confused, that simple scientific progress will never change humanity. All you will change is the location or the geography of humanity. You may be able to put people on Mars, but they may just be people who will argue with each other and have difficult times. So putting Minneapolis on Mars will never make the human race a better place. Eventually, the human condition is not solved by simple social engineering, whether it's B.F. Skinner or the Marx revolution of communism. The human condition will always be solved by the grace of Jesus Christ that makes it possible for us to say, "I believe that you love me. I trust you." This is what has to be built up in a human society, not simple societal engineering. Because if you change where people live or even how they live, it doesn't mean you will change them. Society will not be saved by an improvement in its tools, but only by an improvement in human beings. So the final thought is this: the spiritual engineering that Jesus proposes by his grace, change your heart, change your mind, make it easier for everyone who sees you to say, "I believe that you love me. I trust you because of these proofs that you have given to me, by keeping your word, by doing good deeds, by being a person who speaks good words to make society better. So the Christians say, we love science, we love human progress, but we believe that it is God's grace that makes those invisible characteristics of faith, hope, and love makes things happen, because we will trust one another when we show by our words and our actions that we have become trustworthy. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.